out without the purpose of the silver? Certainly, Osa. But how about all these Rishenim who say, the second Moshe Rashi and the Miri and the Ritvo, who say that Hakpode on a smooth surface is an essential ingredient of the Tzuras Amloche? So he is not mechavin to smooth out the surface. The Gemara calls it Dovashim Mischavim, and Gartigan is also because of secretion. So let's see now. So you certainly would expect the Miri, who goes much farther than merely saying that without Kavone to have a smooth surface, there is no Issa of Memachet. He says even if you have Kavone, but if the Kavone is not for the purpose of the Tashmish, but Lenoi Baalme, then there is no Issa of Memachet. So the Haskama V'chamo here, when there is no Kavone, certainly there should not be Issa of Memachet. So you'll see how the Miri explains it. The Miri explains it like Rashi. B'chol mishavshifim es ha-kelim, kedei litzachzachon. You can polish kelim with everything. Chutz mikli kesed v'gartiken. But you cannot polish silver with gartiken. What's gartiken? It's white sand, but it's really the sediment. Tzvives chovies ha-yayim. So, v'yesh mifoshim eise ofar ha-nikro alu. Mipnishika tikunei be'elu. Hey, I think it's an English word too, alu. Mipnei sheika tikunei be'elu. V'akesef nigrar al dei tzichtzucho. When you polish it, so then you attain, you affect a smooth surface. V'hu mimachik, shu av milochem, v'af al pishin mischavei, mikol mokim psikrei shehu. Avo mata v'chei umuter, shein tikunei v'kach, v'ain kangrere, v'af al pisha be'elu, hu nigdar lipomi, but not always. So mikol mokim ain kangrere. So the meaning here is the other pole of what he says in Klal Gadol. In Klal Gadol he says not only that kavone to smooth out is an essential ingredient, that even if there is kavone to smooth out, but if it's not for the purpose of adapting at Litashmish, that if it is for the purpose of beauty, so no machik. Now here, first of all, it's not for the purpose of Tashmish. Why does a woman polish silver? For beauty, that's all. There's no other reason. Certainly, the outside of the silver cannot interfere with the use of the silver kiln. The inside maybe sometimes might interfere, but the outside, why should a woman polish the outside surface of silver? Only for beauty. So still is chayv shemachek. So we see that even when it's done, we may be alme. So there is a chayv machek. And then, not only when bikavone he does it l'inoy ba'alme, even without kavone, as long as there is a psikreishin, according to Rabbi Yehuda, even without the psikreishin. So mimachik is like any other meloche. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he has to be mischavim, a psikreishin is considered mischavim. If there is no psikreishin, it's not mischavim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, even without the psikreishin. So there is still a meneibet. So as far as the first kashi is concerned, so that's no kashi at all. Because true that the Miri says in Kol Godel, that only when someone has kavone to be mimachik, to smooth out the surface for the purpose of itashmish, then it involves a chiyuv mimachik. But if he has kavone to smooth out the surface for the purpose of nebi alme, not. So it doesn't mean because there is a distinction between a beauty and some other tashmish. No. If a person is primarily interested in beauty, and that's the reason as to why he does a certain piece of work, so the beauty, that's his tashmish. What difference does it make? So that's his tashmish. So memele, when a person polishes silver, so what's the primary purpose of polishing the silver? Beauty. So that's the tashmish. So then we cannot say we may bound. When does the Miri saying that if the kavone is linoi bialme, so then it's not considered a machik when the primary purpose of the piece of work is to adapt it for a certain tashish. But as long as he does that piece of work, so agavuche, he enjoys making it more beautiful. But he wouldn't do that piece of work for the sake of beauty alone. He's doing that piece of work, let's say, in respect to the gemore of Amsatei Sesaev. He chisels his stone. So why does he do it? In order to have a beautiful stone, so that a visitor, when someone sees it, so say, how beautiful. For that, he wouldn't do it. He wouldn't chisel the stone in order that someone should say how beautiful. He chisels the stone in order to adapt it for a certain use, to be put into a certain structure of whatever other use he has in mind. That's his primary purpose in chiseling the stone. But as long as he chisels the stone, and he has to do it, so he enjoys the fact that it's smoothed out to, so people, why not? People say it's beautiful. But that's not the purpose of the work. The purpose of the work is some tashmish other than beauty. But if beauty is the purpose of the work, so that's also a tashmish. What difference does it make what kind of a tashmish it is? So there is, that's no kash. But the Miri in Klal Godel emphasizes several times that when is there a miloche of mimachik only when it's kavone lachlike. And here, when he uses gartiken in polishing silver, he doesn't have a kavone lachlike. And v'horaye, Rashi says that it's because of tzikreishe. And v'horaye, according to Rabbi Yudeh, so even plain sand cannot be used in polishing silver because of the possibility it'll smooth it out. So, but there is no kavone lachlike. And if kavone lachlike is an essential ingredient in Mloche, so why should Rabbi Yudeh say that you cannot polish silver with sand because of the possibility it will smooth out the surface? So it's mashma from the Miri that he does that even according to the Miri, it's not the actual kavone that constitutes the essential ingredient of the Tzuras HaMloche of Mimachik, but the fact that he is nehne from that smooth surface. Now, we said in explaining the Rishenim Wachilik HaRabentam, Rabentam said that Chilif is Chayev Mishu Mimachik. So we raise the question, why? Because when he squeezes out the milk from the udder of the behemoth, so he has to flatten out and smooth out the udder of the behemoth. So he has the kashe, but it's a lotion it's really good for. It is a special yichvus. So we mentioned the Ramban and the Ram, that when something is used as a means towards an end, even though it's not nichalei per se, but since it's a necessary means towards an end, even though it is not nene from that miloche per se, so it's considered psikreishe de michale. It's considered miloche atzrich aligruf. So that's the reason as to why Rabbi Tam says that chilif chayv shemach. However, the other shein, imu achilik Rabbi Tam and say that chilif is not chayv shememache, even though they are not chilik on the mitzies. And as far as Mitzias is concerned, we agree with Rabbi Tam that in order to obtain milk, you must flatten out and smooth out the order, the surface of the order of the behemoth. Otherwise, it will be impossible to obtain milk. So it is a means toward an end, and still is not chayv shemachik. So I said, because the other shemim wachilik Rabbi Tam, they hold that the kavone for a smooth surface is an essential ingredient of loche. So it doesn't mean kavone mamesh, that we see from It doesn't mean intention, mamish. It means an interest in it. If he's interested in this full surface, whether he's mamish intended or not, is not important. As long as he's interested, as he's nene, as he has an interest in this full surface, even if he doesn't mamish intend. So because of that, when you use gartiken in polishing silver, he does not intend. He wants, so here you cannot say Linei Baume, because here the Tashmish is not. I mean, there's the whole purpose of polishing silver. Why? In order to make it beautiful. But she, so if the woman uses gartiken in polishing silver, she intends to make it beautiful. But she does not intend dafke to smooth out the surface. Suppose she will polish the silver, and she will not smooth out the surface, she'll also be happy. But of course, if she'll smooth out the surface, then it will be more beautiful if the whole surface is smoothed out. And that is the tashmish, the beauty is the tashmish. So even though there is no actual kavone, but she certainly is interested in a smooth surface. She'll enjoy it more if the surface of the silver will be smoothed out. And the beauty, that's the tashmish. So mimele, it's considered mimachik. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, that dovashin mischave nizoseya. So he's not allowed even to use ordinary sand in polishing silver because of the possibility that it will smooth out the surface. And if this will happen, so then she'll enjoy it. So she has an interest in a smooth surface. So as long as one is nene of the smooth surface, as he has an interest in a smooth surface, so mimele is chayv mishumachik. So it's not the actual kavone that constitutes an essential ingredient of the mitzvah amloche, but the interest in a smooth surface. Not the kavone, but the interest in a smooth surface. But according to Rav Shimon, the mere possibility doesn't answer it. Because it's Dovashin Mischav, Mashayim Kein, according to Rabbi Yehuda, even if it's not the Psik Reishe, but as long as it's Michale, and she has an interest in the smooth surface, so that's considered Kavone. So when the Miri, it's true that the Miri uses the word Kavonosil Achlik, but he doesn't use the word Kavone in the sense of intention, but in the sense of an interest. So he says, so Elashik Adovo, Sheacha Shenechtivo, Vihushves Limidoso, אין בו עד משום מחתיך, שערי נעשה הקיל, ודמימחיק אין כאן, שאין הכוונה בו להחליקו, להסתש משלוי ניח להיקין ימימרי חריטיו, לשוב בין העמודים, ומחיק, so when he says שאין הכוונה בו להחליקו, he means he has no interest, he has no real interest in a smooth surface, because his real interest is to adapt it for a certain use, whether it will have a smooth surface or not. So that's not his real interest. Shein akavone bolach liko liyestash misholo neyachlei ki imar chitiyo vishob in amudim umechek is asar meneir lachlike vein zelenei baalme vein kan legmam loch ma shein came in the case of gartiken that is used in polishing silver. So there he, even though he does not have the actual intention, but he has an interest in his smooth surface. And because the smooth surface will make it more beautiful, and the beauty, that's the tashmish, that she's interested in. So memele, it's considered to involve a nisa of memach.
But you don't see other instances of Russian where you have a dwarf, totally separate to what
he's
made purposes.
What?
But
in other miloches, where there is no special aloche of an interest in the smooth surface, so then, true, there is aloche of Dovashin Mischaven, and Psikreshen Lichbes Leidoch says, he's not considered Mischaven, but where it's a means towards an end, so then it's considered Psikreshen Michalei. Masha'in Kein Ligabi Machik, where an interest in the smooth surface is an essential ingredient of the miloche, so even when it is a means towards an end, it's still not Chayim. But if he has an interest in the smooth surface per se, not as a means toward an end, then he's chayev, even according to Rashi's second lashon, even according to the Mir. One second, I want to cover more ground, please. All right. Now, hakei shebamati, kshira b'mishkin hechavoy, omar rove shechilkei shechim b'yisei. So in the Mishkin, they did the kshira whenever they had to tie the pegs of the tents. Ahu kesham naslahatu elo marabai shechinei geiriyei shenivtikol nimo kesheneis shechin shenei kesheneis. So in other words, those who weave curtains, so if something tore, so they had to tie it. Omalei rove taritz the kesha my matir my iklemeimah. Where do you find matir on the Mishkan? V'chiteime dimisram leitrei chutekit rebadole. Two knots. Shorechad v'kotachad. So in other words, so there were two, you saw that two pshot. Rashi says, Stasis mentioned that. Rashi says, v'adol v'shnei chutin zitoze. Shorechad l'acharei gosom materechot. Mipnei shebilti menirim. V'kotachad l'miniach moishehu. So if one found the Mishkan, they say amloch on the Mishkan. If they found, let's say, two knots, and so they untied one and they left one. So Memele, so the Gemara's Havamine was that that was the basis of the Meloche, of Matir, even though it was not Matir on Aslichia, it was not Matir on Aslichia. This is what they said. So, ולפי מה שפירש רשי בגמור את המשרם לצריק שיפרה בעדות בשני חוטים זה איתו זה שור אחד מני אחד מה שמחייב ולא ים להסליק שיה ולא שינקות העולים מה שבכיפרוש בו תעבור רך פירש וכי מה שבירושלמה כשנסקחו בשני מקי מייז וניקשה מתירים בית הקשורים ומשליחים לחוץ אמצועי וחזרים וקשרים שתי אורושים זה בזה. So when the חוט was נפסק, so then they untied both, and then and they threw away the middle piece of the thread, and then they wore keshe the two ends. So in other words, so this untying was for the purpose of being keshe. So it's matter on aslikshe. So in other words, so this is how Tesis proved that according to Rashi, so in the Mishkan it existed, certainly according to Halam in every part. So in the Mishkan it existed, so the matter existed, shaloyam on aslikshe. But according to Rach, so it existed al menas likshia. So really, according to Rach, Tesis says he one is not chayev unless it's al menas likshia. Now we explain the Tesis about that. Right. So the Gemara refutes. It's impossible. It's inconceivable that this was done in the Mishnah. Hashlut v'imelah posav dominating king v'imelah mocham mochakli bo elo marove v'itim rabbi loyesh chin sade chalozei kein shrinu matir v'ateifa shtei tviris. Volikaime. Omar Rabbi Bachone, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Vihushe Koshron. So in other words, so then it is Kaime. Hakere Amaslit, Vekriya Bemishki Yave, Rabbi Rabzeire Damret Abaye, Shechin Yeriyo Shenofu Bodarne, Kerim Bodi Tefrene. So if he must attack the Yeriyo, so then they used to make a rent and to sew it up. So it existed in the Mishkan. Omar Rav Zutra Batuvi, Omar Rav Amitei Achut Shel Tfira B'Shabes Chayev Chatos. So we saw that there is a machlekes between Rashi and Rach. According to Rashi, so he's Chayev Mishum Tfira, even though there was no Maisa Tfira, he didn't put in any stitches, nothing, he just stretched out the thread, and according, so he's Chayev Mishum Tfira, because it accomplishes the same result that stitches accomplish. It holds it together, and according to the Rach, no. When is the chiyuv of tefer? Only when you put in stitches, when there is an actual tefer. But if you don't put in stitches, you just stretch out the thread, so then there is no tefer. But why is the chayev? Is chayev on the score of tefer? What's the shaykh as with tefer? Because what you do when you are tefer, you make threads. And what's the purpose of making threads? What do you need threads for? In order to make with the threads, to make stitches that will tighten things together. So in this case, the thread is there, but as long as it's loose, And as long as it's not stretched out, so it doesn't fulfill the function of thread. The function of thread is to be used in stitches, and now in the loose state, it is not used in stitches. But by stretching it out, so he enables the thread to fulfill its function of being used in stitches. So memele it's it all the of tape. Va'alemi dolarechot min amagush, chayev mis. It doesn't mean chayev mis amamish, it means it's a big aver. Va'yidea lechashif tkuvves mazoleis, ve'inechei sheif osa lisaper men. Magush te ravu shmuel chadom acharshe, v'chadom agaduf. So one says that magushte, the agushte is a magician, a mechashit. V'chadom agaduf. What is gadufe? Gadufe. So Rashi says, gadufe mino oduk ba'avrizore. Gadif tomid is Hashem umeisis anoshim ba'avrizore. So in other words, so it means umeisis madiach. Umeisis madiach. So we are not allowed even to talk to umeisis madiach. This time the Rav Magadut. The Omar Rav Zutre Batuvi Omar Rav Halemi Dovarechot Min Amadush Chayev Mis. Chayev Mis. You're not allowed to learn even an important thing and even a Dvar Torah. But from Emesis and Madiach we're not allowed to learn anything. This Al-Kedai Tochal She Haksiv Vislamid Lasei Savlat Lomid Lohobin Lohiris. This time. So in other words, so Maise Kishef is Muter if it's for the purpose of Lim. So there is a special Zerzakos. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that Rabbi Akiva learned all Maise Kishef because he wanted to know what Kishef is. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, Mishum Ba'akapore, Kol Ayidea Lechashif Tkufis Mazolis V'Nechishif Olo Vakos V'Emeir V'Espel Ad Hashem L'Yavitu Maise Yodof L'Ro. Omer Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Minayim Shemitzal Odom Lechashif Tkufis Mazolis, שנאמר ושמרתם ועשיסם כי חוכמסכם ובנסכם לין העמים איזו חוכמו ובינו של אין העמים הבאים מאיזה חישוף תקופס ומזולס. Now there are several פשוטים here on this. לין העמים שחוכמה ניכרש היא שמר להם סימן לדבור בילו חכמו והמזולס שמעידים כדבור שאין מאיזה שונו זו קשומו ויקיין שונו זו שכונו ויקיין שכל היתים לפי מלך החמו מזלסאו ומזלסאו במזלתו הקל לפי השור המסחלס לשמיש בכניס את החמו למזל. That's Rashi's Pshat. So it means mitzvah lechashif tkufis mazolis means if he learns about the star so that he will be able to predict whether it will be a rainy weather or a dry weather. That's Rashi's Pshat. Now, as a matter of fact, there is a special after Rashi Loiseinu. So what is Lisainu? Elu Hanist min Iti. So in other words, those who say that this day is good for certain business, and this day is bad for certain business. So that's Ilav the Raisi. So how can there be a mitzvah? How can there be a mitzvah? I mean to learn a certain kind of a science in order to be able to predict whether it will be a rainy weather or not. The answer is, Rashi doesn't say שהחוכמו שמר אלוהם סימון לדבורו בילו חכמו ומאזוליס what day is it's good to do a certain type of work or not. That's astrology. But apparently Rashi mentions, he spells out שונו זוג שומו and שונו זוג שכונו. I mean, there are some scientists today who try to predict the weather for many months ahead on the basis of what they call science. Whether it's really scientific or not is another question. But what is it?
I mean, it wasn't successful.
Yeah, all right. So, but this will not involve an Issa of Lisenu. This will not involve an Issa of Lisenu. One second. This will not involve an Issa of Lisenu because only when one predicts certain actions, I mean, what actions should take place on a certain day, that comes within the love of Lisenu. But if he just tries to predict the weather, then it doesn't come within Lisenu. But the Rambam in the Tshuva, and also the Rambam in Mir Nevuchim, and the Rambam implies it in the Siddhat Hira also. So his pshat of Menayim Shemitzvah Odom Lechashit Kufis Mazoles is that when one studies science, so it's a mitzvah. natural science, because through a knowledge of natural science, one attains avas abere. So there are two mamore chazal. One droshe is eich haderech leave histakel b'terose. Zui haderech leave. And the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos mentions that droshe. In other words, to attain avas Hashem through the study of the Torah, and then histakel b'masov. But you know, it's much more difficult to attain avas Hashem through the study of nature than it is to attain avas Hashem through the study of the Torah. In order to attain avas Hashem through study of nature, he must be on a very, very high level. But to attain avas abere through the study of the Torah, he doesn't have to be on a very high level. He only has to become completely involved in the study of the Torah. If he studies Torah only superficially, so naturally, it's not conducive. It will not conduce avas abere. But if he becomes completely involved in the study of the Torah, so he doesn't have to be a great intellectual with a great mind with an IQ of 180, even if he has average intelligence. If he becomes completely involved in the study of the Torah, he'll certainly attain avas abere. But to attain avas abere through the study of nature, well, so sometimes even if you are a scientist, as great a scientist, an intellectual giant as Albert Einstein, and you still don't attain avas abere. But if a person studies nature from the point of view of avas abere, then he certainly becomes a mitzvah. This the Rambam spells out in Yisidatir. Then, one second, please, I want to cover a lot of ground. You'll discuss it with me, but please don't interrupt me now. You see that I'm in a rush. So, then there is another pshat. There is another pshat in that's the pshat of the smag. The smag mentions in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, the smag mentions a mitzvah of being mechashik tkufis mazones. You see, the Rambam, even though he explains it on the basis of avos avere, so just because he explains it on the basis of avto, so as Hashem Elokecha, so he doesn't mention it as a separate mitzvah, because is included in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. But the Smag mentions Chishuv Tkufes Mazoles as a separate mitzvah in the Minyan Ramach. And what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is incumbent upon Bezdin. They have to know how to figure out when the Levone will be seen, let's say on a certain night or on a certain day, on certain mountains in Eretz Yisrael, so that they will be able to verify whether a certain testimony by the Eidei Kiddush HaChidesh is a true testimony or it's a false testimony. So it's a mitzvah it's a mitzvah min HaTorah, according to the Smag, incumbent upon Bezdin, not upon every Jew, but only upon Bezdin, or someone who has aspirations to be a member of the Bezdin, to know astronomy so that he would be able to figure out exactly when the moon will be seen on a certain night and in what place it will be seen. Alright, so there are three pshat. Hatzotzi, Tona, please, Tona Rabbanon, Hatzot Chalozein Va'apeitzei in Echayev Lach, Abyudei in Echayev Shtayim. Shoy Rabbi, I'm sorry, but I have to cover some ground, because it's just before Rosh Hashanah, I have to cover some ground. Hatzot Chalozein Va'apeitzei in Echayev Lach, Rav Yudah Imei Chayev Shtayim, Shoy Rav Yudah Imei Apsiyah Bichlal Dishim, Omru Leyeh Imtsiyah Bichlal Dishim, Omar Rove, My Taimid Rabbonon, Kosavre Ein Dishe El Legdule Kark. So there is a machleket between Tanekame and Rav Yudah. Tanekame says, The Atzot Chalozein Va'apitzei Ein Chayev Lachas, which Achas, Mishum Tzot, because he captured the Chalozein. And Reb Yudah says it's Chayv Shtai. First, it's Chayv Echatos Mishum Tzeide, and it's Chayv Echatos Mishum Dishi. So the Rabbonon said to Reb Yudah, Im Tzir Bechol Dishi. Omar Ove, my time, the Rabbonon, Kosavre, Im Dishi, El Dule Karke. And the Chalozin, that's a fish. So it's a dog. So a dog in Hebrew, not a, not a dog in English. So in Gisha Eli, so a fish is not a dog cow. Because a dog in English is a controversial figure. It would be told in Machlokes Rishonim whether he's Gidui Karki or not Gidui Karki. So, Omar Rove, my time with the Rabbonon, Kosavre in Disha or Gidui Karki. Vilichayev Name Mishmutras Mishome. So, Mimele, there should be a Chiyuv according to the Hanekame, a second Chiyuv Khatos. True, not Mishum Dishe, but let him, in addition to the Chiyuv of Tzede, let him be Mechuyev, Mishum Mitras Nishome. Omer Rabbi Yechon Shepotzimes. Rov Omer, Afilu Teime Shepotzichai. Misasik Uitzel Mitras Nishome. Now let's see how Rashi. In Chayev, Hapei Tzedech Kibi Yodov Shei Tzedome. In Chayev El Achaz. Mishum Tzed, Avol Apsi Elek Achiyuv. בכלל דישה שמפרק דומה ממנו, כי מפרק תבוע מקשן שלו. מיסעסיק הוא אצל תנס נשום. כלי מלגב בנתו אז נשום אב מיסעסיק בדבר אחר. ולהב הם מלאכס מחשבס, שהם מסחב אנשי יומוס. So how does Rashi explain it? When Rove says, אפילו תאימה שפוצר חי, מיסעסיק הוא תנס נשום. So he's not חייב, why is he פוטר? על נתו אז נשום, because of Melechas Machsheves, because of his Shabbos Dikaloche. This is how Rashi explains. But Teisves is Chelik on Rashi. Teisves says, Misasik hui Yisaltilas Nishome, hai Misasik lav davke, do Misasik b'chabure chayev, l'Reb Shimon, d'yoma b'seifik sofik ochal, hanach l'tineike, soyu mikalko b'chabure chayev, Misasik name chayev. Now there is a machleket between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda, as to whether Mikalkil, but now the general principle is that Mikalkil is pot, kolam kalkulim to it. But Reb Shimon says that Mikalkil, but Chaburo is high. Chaburo is an exception to the general principle. Chaburo, Mavir also. But we're not concerned now with Mavir. So he says that that Chaburo, Chivail, is an exception to the general principle of Mikalkulim to it. And Chivail, leave me, if he's Mikalkil is high. How does Reb Shimon know that Mikalkil b'chabur is chayev? Because the Torah had to mention an extra gzeras akos that Mila is deicha Shabbos. But if the Mila bismano is deicha Shabbos, so only Mila bismano is muter on Shabbos. But Mila shaloi bismano is osar on Shabbos. Why is it Mila shaloi bismano osar on Shabbos? He's mechuyev to be kind of mitzvah Mila shaloi bismano. The answer is it involves a meloche. What kind of meloche? Chabure. But he's a Mikalkil. He is a Mikalkil, and even though there is a Tikkun Tzas, the Kiyum HaMitzvah, but that's not a real Tikkun, that's only considered as a Tikkun Tzas. So Mimele, it should be considered Mikalkil, as far as the concept of Mikalkil is concerned. So even though he is Mikayim HaMitzvah of Mile, so it's still considered Mikalkil. So why does the Torah have to tell us that bismano you are allowed to be mal, and shaloi bismano you are not allowed? Everything should be allowed, even mila shaloi bismano, because there is no isa deraisa, he's a mikalkel. And the tikkun of the mitzvah, that's a tikkun ktsas, that's not a real tikkun. So the answer is that chaburo is mikalkel is chayev. So mele mila shaloi bismano is osea, but mila bismano is a special aloche, that mila bismano is there. That's rebut. That's Reb Shimon. Reb Yehuda, however, he holds that Mikalkel b'chabur will be a real Mikalkel, so even b'chabur will be poter. So then you ask, so why does the Torah have to tell us that Mila Bismano is Deiche and Mila Shlo Bismano is Osea? Even Mila Shlo Bismano should be Muter because he's Mikalkel. So Reb Yehuda says, Mila is not Mikalkel because there is the Tikkun the Mitzvah, he's Mikayim the Mitzvah, there is a Tikkun Koldu. So it's not in Mikalkel. So there is a machlekes between Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon as to whether Mikalkel b'chabur is chayev, Mikalkel b'chabur is potter. Now, there the Gemara mentions a machlekes between Reb Lezer and Reb Shimon, if somebody had a tinik to be mal on Shabbos, and he made a mistake instead of maling the tinik, who had to be mal on Shabbos, was a mila bisman. So he was mal a tineik that was shaloi bisman. So there is a machleket between Reb Lezer and Reb Shimon. There is a machleket between Reb Lezer and Reb Shimon as to whether he is chayev or not. So the machlokes is in another question. As to whether Torah bidvar mitzvah. So, and the osam loch, whether it's chayv or not. So he says, hanachlit neik, so we see. So hanachlit neik is, but the question is, he's misaseik, so you more ask. So why does Rabbi Yeshua say that? Rabbi Lezer says he's potter, Rabbi Yeshua says he's chayv. Why does Rabbi Yeshua say he's chayv? But he should be potter on the score of misaseik. Alright, so as far as Tobit Vamitzi is concerned, so he holds Tobit Vamitzi is also chayv. But he should be potter because of misaseik. So the Zohar gives a teretz, increases halalach with the nekes. Hoyu mikalko b'chabur ha-chayev, misasek na ha-chayev. Since we have a special Zohar Sakosok, that mikalko b'chabur is chayev, so the same Zohar Sakosok tells us that misasek b'chabur is also chayev. What's the connection between mikalko b'chabur and misasek b'chabur? After all, the Zohar Sakosok is in connection with mikalko b'chabur. That's the Zohar Sakosok of Mila Bismano. But there is not misasek. So the answer is, why is mikalko generally potter? Because it's not Melachas Machshavos. Why is Misasik Potter by Shabbos? Because it's not Melachas Machshavos. So the same for, so the Ptur of Mikalkil is based upon the same Pasuk as the Ptur of Misasik. Since the Torah tells us in Milah B'Shabbos that Mikalkil B'Chaburo is higher, that means that the requirement of Melachas Machshavos doesn't apply to Chaburo. So it has relevance regarding Misasik Chabura too. Because why should Misasik be Potter? Because of Melachas Machshavos. And Mikalkil is also Potter generally because of Melachas Machshavos. So since the Torah tells us that there is no din of Melachas Machshavos regarding Mikalkil, so there is no din of Melachas Machshavos regarding Misasik. So he says, "Hi, misasik lav davke." The misasik habur chayv, Rav Shlomo Sifter Sofi Kochav. Hanachat anegi from kav habur chayv, zag lama chayv. Vitaim ki yali beirik. Midi sirk le mishra me mila. Michal un kav habur chayv. Lechashin un lechas machsheves. Dim kav kol dal mele miftel mishum lechas machsheves. Kidom abisit le kamel o gige. U misas. So how can the Gemara say that misasik u itzol tilas nishome? Because habur nitilas nishome is the same loche. Chayvil is chayev mishum told after tilas nishame, and according to Rav Shimon, so misasik b'chabur is chayev, so misasik b'tilas nishame is chayev. So how can Rav say that misasik b'tilas nishame is poter, chabur b'tilas nishame is ein hach? The answer is when Gemara says here misasik, the Gemara doesn't mean the misasik of melachas machsheves. Because the misasik of Melachas Machshavos has no relevance regarding Nitilas Nishame, just as it has no relevance regarding Chabura. But the Gemara means the general principle of Dovah Shem Mischavim, which is Edinim Kol Atirei Kule. So Memele, that doesn't emanate. The Aloch of Dovah Shem Mischavim Muter doesn't emanate from the Gzeras HaKosuf of Melachas Machshavos. That's a general principle. So since it doesn't emanate from the Gzeras HaKosuf of Melachas Machshavos, it applies to Chabura and to Tilas Nishame, just as it applies to other Melachas. Misasik Dorocha Hanid Ishim Mischavim, Kim Mischavim Klaal Melachim, Muter Afal B'Chabura, Afal Pidol Iboi Melachas Machshavos, Kmoi Kol Yisurim Shivatere, Vlishayar B'Melachas Machshavos, Vishori Mischavim. Kidom HaMechik even though he's even here, he's living shatnes, but since he's not mischavein, so it's muter. Uvashli scham becham bnei achamo. V'chein muchav tzol tamad iksumes. Domarim timzolim adam chabur emerber. Lidam mutzo. Wenn sie sagen, dass sie mit so ich habe Kabel oder Kapschen, wir da was in Schraben, wenn sie sagen, dass sie Kabel da was in Schraben, bin Kaukel Halloch gekommen. Mach mal die Halloch Kapschen da was in Schraben, so lecker wie Suke, bin Kaukel da von Kauk aber Kabel Haie, gib mir Schraben Mutter. So we have hier machle mit den Raschen Bitches. When Robe says, und when Robe says, a few time she puts a high misasik with stress me show me, so Rashi says that misasik some mailing spot there. Why is it potter on the specific din of Shabbos of the Lachas Mach Shabbos? And Teisve says no. Misasiku is a shomer because of the general principle of Dovashim Mishav Muta. So Teisve's Kashi is outstanding against Rashi. How can Rashi say that Rove is saying Afilu Teimishi Potzechai Misasik is a shomer? So because of Lachas Mach Shabbos. So he's potter from Tiras Nishome. But the Gemara in Chris has said in so many words that Misasik b'chaburo is chayev. And what is chaburo? Chaburo is a tolder from Tiras Nishome. So if we have a gzeras akosu, that Misasik in chaburo is chayev. So that means that Misasik in Tiras Nishome is chayev. So how can Tanekame say that Hatzot Chalozim Vapei say he's potter on the score of Mitras Nishome because he's Misasek, but it's Misasek being Mitras Nishome? That's really Teisves Raya. So that Raya of Teisves is the Kashi against Rashi. So we have to say that according to Rashi, the Xerasakosu, after all, there is a general principle of Melachas Machsheves that Mikalkil is potter in all Meloches, that Bikalkal is potter in all Meloches, that Misasik is potter in all Meloches. But we have Gzeras HaKosu of Mile, that Mile is Malay Bech HaShabbos. Apparently, it involves a Meloch. But he is in Mikalkal. So that means that the Gzeras HaKosu of Lechaz Machsheves does not apply. So the Zakosuf only tells us that it doesn't apply to the Habure, the Tolder of Nitzras Nishome, but the Zakosuf does not apply to the Av of Nitzras Nishome itself. So, and you cannot ask, how can the Tolder of Nitzras Nishome be more homo than the Av of Nitzras Nishome? If someone makes a Habure and he's a Mikalkeil, so he's chayef, even though it's not Melachas Machsheves. And if somebody is Neitel Nishome, so then he's potter. There is no such kashe, because it's a special Zerasakosu. So Memele the Zerasakosu applies only to the Tolder of Chabur. The Chabur the Tolder of Tiras Nishome, but not to the Amitras Nishome. And on that point, Teisves is Chelik HaRashi. According to Teisves, so the Xerasakosu that Mikalkeil is Chayev applies not only to the Tolde of Chabure, but it applies to the Aftu. So that's the machleket between Rashi and Teisves. Alright. Now, so Rabbi Omar Afilu Teimei Shepotzechai, Misasikus et Neshome, Vabaye V'Rabbi Damo Et Avaye, Meid Rav Shimon Pesikhei Shevo Yomus. So, Meid Rav Shimon Pesikhei Shevo Yomus. So, according to Tesis Pshat, the Tesis explains Rabbi on the basis of the Roshim Mishavim. So the Gemara is asking Rabbi Rabbi Damre Tavaye that Psik Reishe is considered Mishav. So, according to Rashi, that Rabbi, when he says Mishav and Shome, so it's on the basis of Melaches Machsheves. So שדם החי תגיד דם המס וכים בכל עצמי מסחם ותריח לשם ראשו יומס ביודי אפילו מייס אין כאן אלא מסעסי וכים מי לרב שמן במידה דלו יכפס לי אם מסחם ומי הוא אחד ולא נחב and the Ramban says the same thing the Ramban, the Miri, they said the same thing so in other words now, the shita of the Oruch is that פסיקרי שדלו יכפס לי is מותר לחתחילה there is not even a Nisad Rabban is mutar lechatchila in kol ha-terekolim bein b'shaves, bein b'shoisov and the raya, one of the rayas the Oruch has many rayas but many rayas have reference many rayas of the Oruch deal with the Shabbos decaying ma she'inkin one raya of nizalkin yayin al gaboyishin daftarikalef in zvochin does not deal with Shabbos it deals with any other isa of Eish Tomit took it on Mizbeach, Loi Sirve, so it's a love the Raise, to extinguish the fire of the Mizbeach. So Shmuel says, after Kalef in Zvochim, Mizalf in Yayin al Gabo Yishim, when you make Nisuch HaYayin, so you are allowed to pour the wine on the Gecholim of the Mizbeach. But the question is, so the Gemara says, Shmuel itayli, because Shmuel paskens like Rav Shimon, Dov Hashem Yishav Nizmuk. So all the Rishonim raise the question, but made Rav Shimon Psik Reishe v'lo Yomus. So how can Shmuel say that one is allowed to pour the wine on the Mizbeach, but when he pours the wine on the Mizbeach, so it will necessarily result in a kibul. So Teisves in Zvochim gives the Teretz that so when you throw the when you drop wine, let's say, when you pour something on the Mizbeach, so you pour it in such a way that it will not necessarily involve a kibur of the Gecholim. So in the Chaname, to pour it in such a way that it will definitely, necessarily, without any doubt, result in a kibur of the Gecholim, then it's also because it's the creation. But Shmuel does not have reference to that kind of a zilu. Shmuel has reference to a zilu where it does not involve a tzikreishe. Let's say he pours it, let's say the Gecholim are here and he pours it here, near the Gecholim. So then maybe it will extinguish the Gecholim, maybe it will not. But if it is a tzikreishe, in a chaname, it is awesome. The Oruch assumed that when Shmuel says Mizalkin Yayin Al it has reference to a case where he pours the wine directly on the Gecholim and where it's 100% that it will extinguish the fire. So why does Shmuel say it's Muter? Because it's Dovashim Yisram. So from that it uses the concept that Psikrei Shedul Yichpeslei is Muter. When do we say Psikrei She is considered Mishavein? If he's not Mamish Mishavein, but it's a certainty that the Meloche, that the Maisel Yisrael will be done, and he will be nene from it, he'll be nichale, he'll enjoy it. If he's indifferent whether the Meloche will be done or not, whether the Maisel Yisrael will be done or not, So then it's not considered mischave. Now, is he concerned whether the fire will be extinguished or not? He doesn't care. So b'meile, it's a psikreshel v'yichpes lei, so is chayv. And that way he explains the Gemara of ho ba'are didei ho ba'are dechava. Ho ba'are in a perik ha'beine. So if someone is still a shulchin, and if he does it, and with the mashu, so... But he by being Telish Nuchin, he improves the land. So the question is a Chayiv Mishim Chayresh or not? So the Gemara says, if he does it in his own field, if he's Telish Nuchin, in Mashu, in his... This and he does it in his own field, thereby improving the land, so he's chayv mishum cheresh. But if he does it b'are dechavre, so he's not chayv mishum cheresh. So Tesis there explains it on the basis of Lachashen Tzichel Lugufo. But the Oruch explains it on the basis of Psichreshen L'Yichbeslei. Because if he's still is doing b'are didei, true, he's not mishaving to improve the land. He's not mishaving to improve the land. Some melee, but the land is improved anyway, and it's his own land, so he's netted from it. He derives a benefit from it. So it's a psychosh nichale. But if he does it by the chavre, what does he care whether his friend's land will be improved or not? So it's a psychosh lichbeslei. Some melee is considered in mischav. So the old shita is that psychosh lichbeslei is mutter. But Rashi is here explicitly chelik on the old. And he says, "V'chi may the rabshim and the midr loyich beslei u'mischave, u'mi loyichav ne loyichave." So psikreshel loyich beslei ischayev ischel kandor. Mashenkin here it's more than loyich beslei. Here it's kosher. because here he's very unhappy that the chalozin dies, because on account of the death of the chalozin, so the coloring will not be so bright. If the chalozin had not died, the coloring would be much brighter, so it would give a much brighter color. So memele Rashi shita is that psikreishe v'lo yichpes leyischayet psikreishe v'lo nichale koshale. So then he's high. That's Rashi shita. Now, but in regard to psikreishe v'lo yichpes ley, so Rashi shita is not like that. That psikreishe v'lo yichpes ley is considered mischabe. Teisves is chelik on the oath. But there are two shitas in Teisves. Teisves here, and Teisves in Teika Beine, Dafkuk Beis, says that Psychresh and Luich Pesle is only Potter according to Rav Shimon on the score of Melocha Shin Tzrich Haliguf. But according to Rav Yudat, Melocha Shin Tzrich Haliguf is Chayev, so Psychresh and Luich Pesle is Chayev. Why? Because Psychresh and Luich Pesle is considered Mischav Midrais. So Teisves in Teika Beine, and Teisves Dav Gimu in Shabbos, says that all these gemores of Mapis Mose and Hatzot Nochosh, so it's only Poter because of Nochosh and Tzichalibuk, so it's out because we pass like Rav Shimon. But according to Rabbi Yude, so it will be higher Mapis Mose, even though Teisus itself points out that it's a Tzichreishe, the Yichpesle. Why? Because Teisus Shite is that there is nothing significant in Tzichreishe, the Yichpesle. Any psikreishe is considered mischave, but according to Rav Shimon Melocha Shen Tzrich Haligufo is poter, so every psikreishe liyich beslei is also Melocha Shen Tzrich Haligufo. So that's the reason as to why he is poter. So his teisves dav gimel and teisves in perek habeine is chelikan de och shite in respect to the derais. However, teisves in ksuves dav vov, he is also chelikan and the och. And Teisves in Ksuves Dav Vov says that me the Raise the Och is right, that Psikreish Elo Yichpes Lo Yiskan Sirat in Mishab, not only in Shabbos is it Muta Mid Raise, but even in Kolatere Kule it's also Muta. And because of that, Teisves in Ksuves says that Mizalt in Yayin O Gabi O Yishin, because me the Raise is considered in Mishab, but whereas the Och says that there is not even Nisan the Rabbonon, so Teisve says, Midrabbonon, it is Oseh, Midrabbonon, Psikreishe, even Loich, Bezle, is considered Mishavim. But Midraise, Teisve, insofar as Raise is concerned, Teisve, in Ksuves, the Vov agrees with Teisve, with the Och Shite, but is Chelik only in respect to Idrabbonon. But Rashi is Chelik and the Och in respect to Raise. Still, if it is Koshele, if he is unhappy, if he's mitztayer from the meloche that is done, as for example here, because he's very unhappy about the fact that the chalozin is dead, because that will make the coloring less bright. So then it's not imlachas machsheres. So in other words, the oruch, when the oruch says psikreishad loyich teslei, when the Oruch says Psikreish Ad Loyich Pislei is Muter, so it's on the basis of a general principle of Domashim Mishab, because according to the Oruch, only Psikreish Ad Nichale is considered Mishab, Psikreish Ad Loyich Pislei is not considered Mishab. Mashenkin Rashi agrees with Teisus here, that any Psikreish is considered Mishab, so even Psikreish Ad Loyich Pislei will also be considered Mishab. And in Kol HaTere Kule, it won't make any difference according to Rashi. Whether it's a Psikreishe, the Loich Pislei, or it's Psikreishe, the Loich Nichale, it will still be considered Mishavim, Midraise. But Gabi Shabbos, where there is a Aloche, of Melaches Machsheves, so if it is just Loich Pislei, then it is consistent with Melech Machsheves. Mashenkin, if he's mitztayer, if it's loy nichalei, he's unhappy about the meloche, so then it's inconsistent with Melech Machsheves. Why? Now, it appears from the Gemore in Chrises. Now, first, Reb Chaim says, on the Rambam, so Reb Chaim says, that the Och Shite, that the Psikreish Loyich Pesle is Muteah, so that's not based upon Melechas Machsheves. that is based upon the general principle of Dovah Shemischav. But, let's say, according to Rabbi Yudeh, who says that Dovah Shemischav is Oser and Chayim Kolaterikolim. So according to Rabbi Yudeh, if someone, let's say, a Nozir, will, with his hands, he will straighten out his hair. And by straightening out his hair, he'll tear out some hair. He'll be either an Isser Reis, he'll be Chayim Malkis. According to Rabbi Yudeh. But Teisves in Perikiro and in Yume says that Rabbi Yudeh will be made that by Shabbos Dovah Shel Mischavein is put. Let's say Rabbi Yudeh says that one is not allowed to walk on grass on Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon says one is allowed to walk on grass on Shabbos, even though he might pluck out grass, but it's Dovah Shel Mischav. If it's Kreish, it isn't. It doesn't mean that every time you step on grass you must pluck out grass. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. So it's Dovah Shel Mischav. So according to Rabbi Shimon, you're allowed lechatchila to walk on grass. According to Rabbi Yudeh, you're not allowed to walk on grass because of the possibility that you might pluck out grass. But so Tesva says in Perikiro, in Ksuves, in Yume, in Chrises, that even Rabbi Yudeh will be made it, that if someone will walk on grass on Shabbos and will pluck out grass, he will not be chayav chatos. Why? Because midraise Rabbi Yudeh is made the dovah shel mischav by Shabbos is muter. Why? Because melachas machshavos. So if it is a dovah shel mischav and it's not a tzikreishe, so it's inconsistent with melachas machshavos. It has melachas machshavos. So by Shabbos it's only osam drabonim according to Rabbi Yudeh. Mashein kim kolat erekule, where there is no aloch of melachas machshavos, it's osam midraise. So Reb Chaim says, and this is mentioned by the Mir in Perek Abayim, everything that Reb Chaim says. So he says, suppose it's a psikreishel v'yichpesle. According to the Aruch Shittu, the psikreishel v'yichpesle is considered in the Mischav. And Reb Chaim assumes that the Rambam Shittu is also like the Aruch. That psikreishel v'yichpesle is considered in the Mischav. So that's only because the Rambam paskens like Reb Shimon, that Doshin Mischav is mutan kolateri kule. But tzikreishe de nichale is considered mischav. Mashenkim tzikreishe liyichpesle is not considered mischav. But, according to Rabbi Yudeh, who says the dovah shel mischav is osur klatekule, a nozer is not allowed to straighten out his hair with his hands, because of the possibility lest he'll tear out hair. And if a nozer will straighten out his hair with his hands, and he will tear out hair, will be chayav malkis. Assuming that it's done with Asroi and Kabbalah Asroi and so on. Because Dovah Shel Mischav is also not there. But if Rabbi Yudeh will be made that if somebody will walk on grass on Shabbos and he'll pluck out grass, he will not be either an Israel Raisi. Why? Because it's not Melechas Machsheves. So when will that be true? Only if he's in a Mischav and it's not a situation. Let's say he walks on grass on Shabbos. But suppose someone will pour water on his hands on somebody else's grass, on somebody else's garden. So Mimele, by pouring water on the grass of somebody else, so he promotes the growth of the grass. So he's a Zereya in effect. He's an Ikea. So then, according to Rabbi Yudeh, even Be'ared Echavrei, when it's Lo Yichbeslei, so he'll still be Chayev, Mishum Zereya. According to Rabbi Shimon, he'll only be Chayev if he'll pour the water on his own grass, on the grass in his own garden, because then he's Neneh from the better growth of grass. So it's a Tzikreishe D'Nichalei, so it's considered Mischav. But according to Rabbi Shimon, he will pour water on the grass of somebody else, where it's a psikreishel liyichbeslei. So according to Rabbi Shimon, he'll be potter because it's considered in a mischav. Mashenkin, according to Rabbi Yudeh, so he'll be chayav lechatos if he pours water on the grass of his friend, even though it's a psikreishel liyichbeslei. But Rabbi Yudeh himself is made that if somebody walks on grass on Shabbos, So even though Dovah Shel Mischav is chayvin kol ha-terikule, but by Shabbos he's poter, so the answer is that's only when there is no psikreishe altogether. So Mimele it's inconsistent with Melechas Machsheves. Mashenkin, if there is a psychratio. But it's psychratio lich beslei. So according to the Pshimen, the Dovashim is chavn, is mutan kolate kule. But psychratio is considered mischavn. So only a psychratio de nichale is considered mischavn. Psychratio lich beslei is considered the heilig mischavn. Mashein kin according to Rabiude. So there is no general principle of Dovashim is chavn, is mutan kolate kule. So Dovashim is chavn is also in kolate kule. And in kolate kule, Dovashim is chavn without the psychratio, let's say, kinozia, tears out hair without kabone, he is higher. But by Shabbos, if he walks on grass, he is potter because of his specific aloche of Shabbos, of Melaches Machsheves. Because Dovashim Mishavim is inconsistent with Melaches Machsheves. So when is Dovashim Mishavim inconsistent with Melaches Machsheves, if there is no secretion altogether? Mashenkin, if he pours water on the grass of his friend, where there is a secretion, but he is not nene from that meloche, he doesn't care, then it is consistent with Melaches Machsheves. Why? Because the general principle of Dovashim Mishavim Alibid Reb Shimon is a implies a concept of kavone, of intention. So psikreishe is considered mischave, intended. But psikreishe de michale is considered to have intention. Mashenki psikreishe loich beslei, so it's not considered to constitute intention kavone. Mashenki according to Rabiude, so in kolate kule dovashim mischave mischayev, so there is no concept of intention of kavone. But if somebody walks on grass on Shabbos and plucks out grass, so he's potter because of Melaches Machsheves. What does Melaches Machsheves imply? Melaches Machsheves implies a concept of yidir. In other words, if somebody walks out in the Rishus HaRavim on Shabbos and he has a handkerchief in his pocket and he is not cognizant of the fact that he has a handkerchief in his pocket and he carries, even though he carried the handkerchief all day, so he's potter of echatos. It's not a maizavere. Why? Because Melaches Machsheves also teiro. The Torah answered only a meloche that is a conscious meloche. But an unconscious meloche, the Torah didn't answer. It didn't answer. So that means that Melaches Machsheves implies an element of yidir. Only when the meloche is nases b'diyose, then it's osa. But if it's not nases b'diyose, it's not osa. Mimele, if somebody walks, even according to Rabiude, if somebody walks on grass on Shabbos, when he starts walking on Shabbos, is he sure as to whether he will pluck out the grass or not? No. He knows that possibly he'll pluck out the grass. Possibly yes, possibly no. So Mimele, the element of idea, of consciousness, is lacking. Because only when one is sure that he is doing a meloche, then it's a conscious act. But when he walks on grass on Shabbos, so he himself is in doubt whether he will pluck out the grass or not. So the element of yidia is lacking. So when is the element of yidia? When is the element of yidia lacking? If there is no psikreishe at all, let's say if somebody walks on grass on Shabbos, but if somebody pours water on his hands on the grass of his chava, so then it's a psikreishe that it will promote better growth of the grass. So the element of yidia is not lacking. But according to Rav Shimon, there is a prerequisite of kavonah. So the element of kavonah is lacking. Mashenki, according to Rav Yude, there is no prerequisite of kavonah, only of yidia. So when there is no psikreisha altogether, then the element of yidia is lacking. But when there is a psikreisha, but it's a psikreisha lich beslei, so kavonah is lacking, but yidia is not lacking, so memele is chayv. So memele is chayv. And you'll see that the Miri in Perik HaBeine says the same thing. So Memele, Rashi adds one thing. Rashi says, Psikrei Shadu Yich Peslei, Psikrei Shadu Yich Peslei, Rashi is Chelik Anoch. And because Rashi holds that any Psikrei Shadu, even if Psikrei Shadu Yich Peslei is Chayin. Why? Because Melechas Machsheves implies an element of Yidir. And if it's a psikreisha, even though it's a psikreisha, loich beslei, so still there is idea. He knows that he's doing a meloche. But the whole shita is that if it's loich beslei, then it's kavone is lacking. Rashi is chilek on the och, that even if it's loich beslei, so kavone is not lacking. Mashenkin, if it's loinichalei, if it's koshalei, so then it's inconsistent with Melaches Machsheves. So we have to understand, why is it inconsistent with Melaches Machsheves? according to the way Reb Chaim explained it, so Meleches Machsheves implies an element of Yediyah. But as long as there is a psikreisha, even though he's unhappy about it, but Yediyah there is. So why is it inconsistent with Meleches Machsheves? So there is a certain Gemara. Reb Chaim doesn't mention it, but I'm sure that Reb Chaim knew that Gemara increases, and from that Gemara increases, it appears that there are two aloches in Meleches Machsheves. One aloche of Meleches Machsheves is that the meloche is only a meloche asuro if it's a conscious meloche, if it is coupled with the element of Yedin. And then there is another aloche in Meleches Machsheves, that if the meloche is nasi shaloi b'rtzenei, then it's not a meloche asuro, if it's nasi shaloi b'rtzenei. Now, so in other words, you shouldn't confuse Rotzen with Kavone. There are three separate things. There is Kavone, that's intention, and then there is Yediyah, that's knowledge, consciousness, he's conscious of the Meloche, and then there is Rotzen. Rotzen means consent. So, Rashi Shite is, the Rambam and the Or Shite is, that if a person does a certain Meloche, he pours water on the grass of his friend, so he knows that it better growth of the grass will be promoted there. But he's indifferent towards it, so Mimele, according to Yoruch, Kavone is lacking, intention, the element of intention is lacking. According to Rashi, the element of intention is not lacking. Is not lacking. But then there is an element of Rotzen. Rotzen means Das. As long as the person doesn't care, one way or the other, he's indifferent, is the same to him, whether the grass, the growth of the grass will be promoted or not. So he doesn't care, so then the element of Rotzen is not lacking. Mashenke, if a person will be unhappy about the Meloche, so then the element of Rotzen will be lacking, because he doesn't want it. So in other words, in the case where he squeezes out the blood of the Chalozin, and why does he squeeze out the blood of the Chalozin? He wants to use it as a dyeing agent. And he knows, he has no doubts, he knows that the Chalozin will be dead. But he also knows, as a result of the deadening of the Chalozin, so the color will not be so bright. So he's very unhappy about it. But what can he do? So at least he'll have a faint color. So it's better to know color. But he's unhappy about the fact that the Chalozin dies as a result of the squeezing out of the blood. So Mimele, so when we ask the question, is the Meloche of Nitilas Nishome, of killing the Chalozin, is it Nasis Birtzenei HaTeiv or not? So what will be the answer? It's certainly not Nasis Birtzenei HaTeiv, because he's very unhappy about it. So it's not Nasis Birtzenei HaTeiv. But if he had only been indifferent, then we could say it is certainly Nasis Birtzenei HaTeiv. So in other words, so as far as Meleches Machsheves is concerned, so there is no requirement of Kavone altogether, according to everyone. The Oruch and Rashi all agree, all Gishenim agree, that Meleches Machsheves does not imply an element, a requirement of Kavone. But the Oru holds that on the basis of the general principle of Doroshin Mishavim, if it's a psikreisha d'lo yichpeslei, so Kavone is left. Not because of Meleches Machsheves. Meleches Machsheves has nothing to do with Kavone. Meleches Machsheves implies two things, Yediyah and Rotz, not Kavone. Kavone, that's the general principle. So when is psikreisha considered Mishavim according to Oru? If it's nichale. If it's lo yichpeslei, it's considered in Mishavim. According to Rashi, it's considered mischaven even if it's lo yichpeslei. So memele, he's chayav. Mashein kein, if it's lo nichale, if it's koshale, if he's unhappy about the meloche. So even though he knows that he's doing the meloche, but he's unhappy, so then this meloche is not done by tzeni ateiv. He's unhappy about it. So the element of rotzen is lacking. If the element of rotzen is lacking, so it's inconsistent with Meleches Machsheves. How do we know that Meleches Machsheves implies two prerequisites, Yediyah and Rotzen? So I think this is explicitly implicit in a certain Gemara. Explicitly implicit might sound like a repugnant expression, but... All right. Shmuel says in Chises Daf Yutes, Shmuel says, Misasik Duchovim Varayes Chayev, Shechinen, Misasik Gishabes Potach, Mileches Machshemes Osotil. Osotil. So then Gimor Esikashe, again Shmuel. Gimor Esikashe, Eisver Abyudel Shmuel, Abyudei Meir, Afiru Mischav, Lilakitaini, Lilikit Anovim, Anovim, Likitaini, Shreirim, Likit Livonis, Livonis, Likit Shreirais, Rebleza Mechayev Chatos, Rebbe Shure Peite, Vyoche Misasiku. So we have a machlekes. Suppose someone had kavone to reap, let's say tain, and instead of reaping, of harvesting tainim, so he reaped anovim. Or he had kavone to reap anovim, grapes, and he liked tain, shcheres, he liked livonis, livonis, he liked shcheres, so Rabbi Elazar is mechayev hachatos. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, it's inconsistent with Rachas Machsheves, in as much as he was mischaving to harvest one meat, tain, and you harvested another meat, anovim, so it's not imaisaveir. So gohoch and misasiku, and still Rabbi Elazar is mischayev chatos. So it's a kasha against Shmuel. Shmuel says misasik b'shabes is potter. The Rabbi Shua namelu kapotter elu mimine li mine. Avol bechad mine afil Rabbi Shua bechad. Even Rabbi Shua he only potters when he was mischaving, let's say, to one mean, and he was tailing another mean. But suppose he was mischaving to the same mean. But he was mischaving to this taino, and he was tailing another taino. So even Rabbi Yeshua will be mechayev mechatos. But Shmuel says misasik b'shabes is poter, that if he's mischaving to this to one taino, and he's tailing another taino, the same mean, he's also poter. So it's a kash against Shmuel. So the Gemara says here. Rav Rav Shin, I'm like a potter, I'm like a minute. I will be hard to laugh for Rav Shin, I'm like a minute. Omalei, Shinene, Shveik Maslisen Viso Basroi, Hochem Mayaskinon Kishovat Milakit Milibe. So in other words, so the Gemara, Mishavei Lulkit Anovi, Vishochach, Viso Ba, Teinim Bino, Vehol Choyode Al Anovi. The Rav Lezer Soba Harinaseis, Kavenosei, Harinaso Bakoshose, so the Shidim Kobetzes makes a correction. Here it's written Kavanose, and all the Rishonim make the correction. Rav Elazar Sova Harinasis Bakoshose, not Kavanose, the Rav Yeshua Sova Harei Loinase Bakoshose Umachshafte. This is the way they change the Giyose, all the Rishonim. So what does it mean? In other words, so the Gemara is saying in effect, Shmuel is right. And Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua do not disagree with Shmuel that there is a halacha of misase in Shabbos that even the same mean if of Melaches Machsheves if he was mischaving to be like Davke Disteino, he wants to be like Disteino, and he was like another Teino, the same mean, not another grape, but the same mean, but another Teino, so his misase in Shabbos is potter. Why? So even Rabbi Elazar will be made that it is potter. Why? Because in that case, so he it's not Nasis Bertene, because he was Makpi Davke to be tailage this Taino, not another Taino. He doesn't want another Taino. This Taino he likes, the other Taino he doesn't like. So Mimele, it's not Nasis, but the Shose was not Nasis. That means the element of Rotzni is lacking. Because he doesn't want this Taino. He wanted the other Taino. So the element of Rotzni is lacking. Masha'im came, so even Rabbi Elazar will be made at this potter. When does Rabbi Elazar say that he's Chayev Hachatos? Even vis-a-vis two separate meaning, that is in the case, Kinshovat Milakit Milibet. In other words, Nishavein Milakit Anovet. He really wanted to be tailing Shanov. That he had to do. That was his real lot. And he was an absent-minded fellow. So Vishochach Visova Tenim Bino. So he thought he made a mistake as to what his rotzen was. So absent-mindedly he thought that he really wanted to be Teilei Shtein. And then, so he was mischavei to be Teilei Shtein, because he thought that he wanted to be Teilei Shtein, but again absent-mindedly Volchayon La'anovim. So in final analysis, what was it Teilish? The thing that he wanted to be Teilish. But at the time when he was Teilish, the thing that he wanted to be Teilish, because what did he want? He was interested. His bakoshe was. His interest was. His rotzen was in anovi. He needed anovi. He had to do, let's say, he's supposed to eat anovi every day in the morning. And that was Shabbos. So because of that, he tried to be Melaket Anovi. And then absent-mindedly he forgot, and he thought that he had to be Teilei Shteini. But again absent-mindedly, Volchayod La'anovi. So the Rav Lezer Sova, he is Chayev. Hari Naseis Bakoshosei. The Meloche is Naseis Birtzeine. The Rav Yeshua Sova, Hari Lui Naso Bakoshosei. It's not enough that Meloche was Nasis Birtzeinei. The Meloche has to be Nasis Vidiyosei also. And since he absent-mindedly thought that Teinim Bino, and then Holchoyod La'anovim, so was he conscious that he was plucking out Anovim? No. He thought that he was plucking out Teinim. And then he found out, once he finished plucking out the Anovim, he found out that he really plucked out Anovim, not as he thought he was plucking out him. So the Meloche of Klishe was done Birtzeinei, Harinasis Bakoshose. But Harinaso Bakoshose Umachshavte. It's not enough that it's Nasis Birtzeinei. It has to be Nasis Vidiyosei also. So we see from this Gemara, Reb Chaim doesn't mention it anymore, but we see from this Gemara that Meloches Machsheves implies two Aloches. First of all, a haloche that it has to be nasis b'diyosei. So the machlekes between Reb Lezer and Reb Yeshua is Reb Lezer will also be made there. If he's not cognizant that he's doing the meloche altogether, so then of course he's potter. But in this case, he knew that he was doing the meloche, but he thought that he was teileish teini, and in fact. He was Teilei Shanovi. Mashenkin, if the Meloche in general will not be Nasi Vidyosei, so even Reb Lezer will be made that he's Potter. But Reb Lezer only says where there is Yediyah that he's doing the Meloche. But there is no Yediyah that he's Teilei this mean. So then it's no Chison Lachis Machsheves. And Rabbi Yeshua says that even if he knows that he's doing a meloche, and he's knowing he's doing a meloche of Teilish, but he didn't know, he wasn't aware at the time he ripped the Anovim, he wasn't aware that he was ripping Anovim, he thought that he was ripping Teilim, so again the element of Yediyah is lacking. But we see from this Gemara that there are two haloches in Melachas Machsheves. One haloche in Melachas Machsheves is that the meloche, in order to be a meloche asur, must be Nasis Birtzeinei, and also the Meloche has to be Nasis Bidiyosei. So Memele, Rashi Shiti is, if it's a Psik Reishe, the Loich Peslei, so then the element of Yediyah is present. And as far as the general principle of Kavon is concerned, so it's Chelikano. But if it's Loinichalei, so then too the element of Yediyah is present, but the element of Rotzen is lacking. So again, it's inconsistent with the concept of Melechas Machsheves. This is the Shita Pashi. All right. Now, Tuesday, there will be a Bchine and all the Gemara from the Mishneh and on all the Shurim from Rovis Melechas up to Yir Vashech Day and on the Shurim, and also there will be questions on the Simonim, the Shulchan Aruch of Tia Shinfer that I discussed after the meeting.
11th Shul Shabbos, Dal Tishrei HaYitov, Shin Lama Zion, September
28, 1976,
Tuesday.
We left off in the Gemara by our Shirtei, but we didn't learn the finishes. We learned the Teisves of Yisasi Kuisel Tuas Nishome. We didn't learn the Teisves of Trei Michal and Keech and Leitzel Tzivet. Fein dich alle kreis leit zu sibe. Pier ich afa gab de habe zu kreische. Da habe zu kreische de meder psimen. Woche nicht da ich nach woche schon zu gut gefahren. So we pointed out last time that according to Teisves, so the Gemara is chayze yafam Rav Esteretz misasik with the Gemara. According to Rashi, the Gemara is not chayze. And what the Gemara says is so is explanatory of Rav. Rav said that the reason is why he's not chayiv mishum tois nishome is because he's misasik, it's not melechet machsheves, and the Gemara explains it. Even though it's a psichreishe, but it's still inconsistent with melechet machsheves. Because he's unhappy with the fact that the chalozin is dead. So, but that's according to Rashi, but according to Teitzah, the Gemara is chayzeh. So the Gemara, so in the Maskone, The reason as to why he's not chayiv tois nishome is not because of melachas machsheves. There is no ptur of melachas machsheves, but because it's melachas shem tzrichel gufo, and it accords with Rav Shimon. Now the question is, so pirish avu gav dav tzikreish mid Rav Shimon hoch ad mid Rav Shimon hoch em nifter mishum dav melachas shem tzrichel gufo. The afilu, but why don't we say that since Mikalko b'chabur is chayev, some lochshim tzvi l'gufo she don't tzvi chayev, the answer is, Mikalko b'chabur is chayev, why? Because the ptur of the general ptur of Mikalko is based upon melechas machsheves. So memele we say, just as there is exeris hakosuf, that the ptur of Mikalko doesn't apply. The ptur of Mikalko doesn't apply to chabure, so the ptur of misasik of melachas, which is also based upon melachas machsheves, the same way doesn't apply to chabure. Mashein ki lochashin tzrichel gufo, lochashin tzrichel gufo. That's something else that's not based upon melachas machsheves. So even though by chabure by tnilas nishome, so there is no ptur of melachas machsheves, but the ptur of lochashin tzrichel gufo that applies. So he says, "The afilu b'mkalkel pot rabshim lochashim tzrichel gufo." Kidom afilu kanach anachnokim. Man shames lidom b'mkalkel b'chabur echayim rabshimen. Vam lochashim tzrichel gufo poterle. Oh, v'chi meid rabshimen psikreishe. Hane mile b'mide nichale. I misrame. They have tzrichel gufo. Avud mide loyich beslei loymeid. So we see from this Teisves that the Teisves shite is in the same shite Teisves says. Stasis says in Chrises and also Dav Gimel in Shabbos that according to Teisves there is no difference between Psikreishe de Nichalei and Psikreishe de Lichbeslei. Psikreishe is Psikreishe. And in Kolatere Kule, Psikreishe de Lichbeslei, according to everybody, so is Chai. Because it doesn't make any difference. As long as it's a Vada that he'll do the Meloche, so maybe it's considered mischa. It's considered mischa. So, but if it's lo yich beslei, so then according to Rav Shimon, by Shabbos, only by Shabbos, where there is a special aloche of melochos and tzricho ligufo, so what does melochos and tzricho ligufo mean if he's nene from the melocho? And psikresh lo yich beslei means he's not nene from the melocho itself. So memele, it's a melochos and tzricho ligufo, but it's only on the base of melochos and tzricho ligufo. So Mimele, it has only application to Shabbos, where there is aloche of Melochah Shem Tzrichel Gufo, Potter, according to Rav Shimon. But Mikolat Erekule, Psikhen Shel Yich Besle Yischaye. That stays a shite here, and that stays a shite Dav Gimel in Shabbos. But Teis Veshite in Ksuvas Davov is different. Teis Veshite in Ksuvas Davov is that as far as the Deraisa is concerned, so he agrees, Teis in Ksuvas Davov agrees with the Oroch. That psikreshel yich beslei midaraisa is muter in kolatirikule. Kolatirikule. Shabbos included. But midarabonon it's also. So midaraisa psikreshel yich beslei is not considered mischav. Midarabonon it's considered mischav. He's got zimis ham. So that means the Tesis Nixuves agrees with Doruch in regard to the Raise. He disagrees in regard to the Rabbonon. Mashen can taste a seer and that gimel is chelik and Doruch even in regard to the Raise. Oh, we can make a Shimon. The Psikrei Shehan and Miller the Midden Nichol in Misram, the Havitz Rilm Bufo. Avod Midden Loich Besle Roimeid. And then we see something else from this Tesis that is mentioned by the Ramkveya, you know, that I give on the base that lochatz chelibufa doesn't mean only when he does it deliberately for the purpose of the meloche itself. Even if he doesn't do it deliberately for the purpose of the meloche, as long as he is nene from the meloche itself, it's considered lochatz chelibufa. Because we see this is what Rabbi Kveya said, and that is mentioned by Tesis. And v'chimei Rabshim psikrei shanen mile v'mile nichale yimisrami. The habit of Gufa, so Tesis defines what is called Tzchirli Gufa, if it's Nichalei. Even if he doesn't do it deliberately for that purpose, as long as he is nene from it, so it's considered Milocha Tzchirli Gufa. So in other words, if somebody washes his hands in his own garden, he doesn't do it for the purpose, deliberately for the purpose of promoting the growth of the grass. He does it because he wants to eat, he wants to wash his hands. So, but since he will be nene, he'll derive a benefit from the better growth of the grass, so it's considered melocha tzichal gufa. Oh, that is also mentioned in Virashi Piresh. The Hodi made Rav Shimon Psik Reishe, Haine Bimaido Loich Peslei, in Misram. So when is Rav Shimon made Psik Reishe only in something that is Loich Peslei? But here it's kosher. So Rashi is chelik on the Oruch, because the Oruch Shite is that Rashi is chelik on the Oruch in regard to the Reis. The Oruch Shite is that Beimid Reis and Beimid Rabbanon Loich Peslei is Psikrei Shol Yerod is considered in Mishav, and according to Rashi Loich Peslei is considered Mishav Mid Reis Mishav Mid Reis, but Koshalei, so then it's inconsistent with Lech Mashem. But anyway, Rashi says that words were Yechbeslei, so Rav Shimon is made. Vileset, Domizari, Tzrodim, Vare, Dechai.